helping the Chinese develop their dairy business. We're visiting today with David Combs, Department of Dairy Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. David, the Department of Dairy Science here is working with China. Can you describe the project for us?
It's a three-year project that we've been awarded to develop teaching curriculum for farmers and feed managers and farm managers in on China dairies.
Can you give us an idea of the kinds of things that they need to know?
Well, I've developed a course on for feeders, so it's kind of the skills needed to feed cows on modern dairies. We've also developed coursework for milkers in terms of how to properly harvest milk. We've also developed kind of advanced level courses for managers.
David, can you describe how this program was funded?
This program was actually funded through Nestle. Nestle has built a large training center in northern China. Their goal, obviously from Nestle's standpoint, is to be one of those companies that provides milk to this growing demand in China. They recognized that one of the challenges was going to be providing technology and training for modern dairy operations. They actually put out a bid globally, and we were one of three institutions to get this grant to develop a three-year training program.
And David, why on earth does the Department of Dairy Science in Wisconsin get involved with China?
We saw it as an opportunity, actually, to develop course training materials that we own. Nestle has essentially paid for us to develop to use back in my own courses here at Wisconsin.
Can you give us an example of that?
Well, a good example, I think, would be in the Farm and Industry Short Course Program. I took, again, this feeders course. A lot of these kids coming off of the farm come to Wisconsin to kind of get a hands-on, you know, practical experience. So I was able, in that course in China, to develop some labs, and I've taken some of that material and turned it around now and used those in lab settings here.
And David, are there other benefits to the state of Wisconsin for this relationship with China?
Well, I think the other one is an economic benefit to the ag industries in the United States in general. China's rapidly modernizing their dairy industry. Their demand for milk is growing at such a rate, they're actually trying to develop a stream of high-quality milk for their own population. But they need our equipment and technology to kind of move that forward. So as we talk about some of these modern practices and things, it provides incentives and opportunities for some of our ag suppliers to develop markets in China.
We've been visiting with David Combs, Department of Dairy Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.